So it's another episode of the Coding for Fun show. I'm Brian Peek. I know we haven't done one of these in a while. We're going to try to get back into the swing of things here. If anybody out there wants to be on the show, please give me an email at brian@brianpeek.com. I'll throw my email address down at the bottom of the screen so you know how to get a hold of me. Just looking for anybody that's doing cool or fun or interesting projects that wants to be on the show. This is our first remote show, so we're going to see how well this goes. But today I'm joined by Josh Blake. Josh, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you do, what you're all about?
Hi, Brian. My name is Josh Blake, and I'm a consultant at Infostrat, and I'm based in Washington, D.C. And I do all kinds of different things related to natural user interfaces and multi-touch, Microsoft Surface and Windows 7. I recently got the opportunity to talk at Mix about some of the stuff that some of the research that I've done with natural user interfaces, and so that's this presentation that I think we're going to talk about.
Right. Yep. Okay. So yeah, you're kind of known as the natural user interface guy at this point, I think. So what's a natural user interface, or NUI, I guess, as the cool kids say?
So natural user interface, the term refers to kind of a generic set of technologies and interaction styles that represent anything that's beyond how we're doing things now with GUIs, with windows and icons and menus and pointers. And so that's like Microsoft Surface, iPhone, Natal, in multi-touch. So it's not just the technology specific, like multi-touch, it's how you interact with it. So it's something that as a kind of a community of researchers and hobbyists and professionals, we're kind of nailing down what does natural user interface really mean. So I'm putting in my two cents with the speaking engagements that I've been doing and with the book that I'm working on.
Okay. Can you give us a canonical example of a natural user interface and an application or something that that viewers might be familiar with, either on the iPhone or a PC or something that that really speaks exactly to what a natural user interface is?
So most of your viewers are probably familiar with Microsoft Surface. So with Microsoft Surface, you have, in a very basic way, you have the photo applications where you can move around photos with your fingers and stretch them out and rotate them. So it goes from the most basic examples like that to really high-end things that some Surface partners have created. I've done some of these. One of the things that I've put out there is a Bing Maps 3D control for Surface and WPF. So you can do really kind of amazing multi-touch interaction with map and data and content that you present on a map, and go through the 3D experience as well with the Bing Maps 3D.
Right. I'm actually using that right now for a client project. So.
Oh, great.
Actually, I have a question for you after the interview, which reminds me.
But anyway. Okay.
So at Mix, you spoke at Mix, you talked about natural user interfaces at Mix. And I know you had this crazy application called Natural Show that you wrote, which you kind of used in place of PowerPoint.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about what Natural Show is all about.
So I'm going to be talking about natural user interfaces and multi-touch specifically, and it doesn't really make sense to talk about those and just go with the same old PowerPoint presentation. So I said, well, how can I kind of practice what I'm talking about and walk the walk and have a NUI presentation. So I created this application that, like I said, takes the role of PowerPoint and it lets you zoom in and out from content, one subject matter to another. So I think it was pretty well received at Mix, and there was a lot of interest in it.
Yeah, I watched the session when I got back home. I didn't get away from the Coding for Fun booth when I was there, but it's a very cool little application. So why don't you take us through a little demo of the app, and maybe we could talk about some source code and see how you put it all together.
Sounds good. So I started out here. It looks like a PowerPoint slide branded with mixed everything. But I have a, this is a HP TX2Z, which is a multi-touch tablet. And so this let me move around. So I started talking about Natural Show, and then I introduced Natural User Interface, and kind of went in from there. I have different sets of information kind of hidden inside of the typography. So I was using a very minimalistic style with the modern typography, and good layout. So I talk about natural. So I said, what is natural? And this is a definition that I've been promoting as far as what Natural User Interface is designed to reuse existing skills for interacting directly with content. So that would be my dictionary definition of GNUI.
Okay.
So from there, I went over, talked about some other concepts, and talk about multi-touch on Windows, and how we have WPF4 and Silverlight, the two main options that we talk about. So that's the basics of the application, except for one thing, and that is that this isn't just hard-coded for this presentation. This is really a tool that someone could use for any kind of presentation. So on the bottom right, I have a little almost transparent icon, a lock sign, a lock icon, and I can use that to change mode. So instead of being just panning and zooming around, I can actually rearrange content. And this is just a bunch of pictures from a directory. So I can take those out. So this is how I added some of the pictures that I have. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can also type text in this mode, so I can say, "Hello, coding for fun." And that's a little bit too big, so let's make it smaller, put it up here. And then we have these zones, so these are containers that you can, it'll grab onto the content that's inside of them.
Okay, very cool.
Rearrange it and so on. So that's the basics of the application and what I created. Then when you lock this again, instead of interacting with the content, you can easily move around. So it's really kind of locked for presentation. You don't want to accidentally change something.
Right. And how does all this get saved off? I mean, is it like a custom file format, XML, or?
So I used MVVM. Kind of the roll your own style. So I used MVVM pattern.
Okay.
And I took all the models that represent the locations and positions and sizes, as well as what images are here. And I just serialized the whole data structure and wrote it to a file.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I move something, it automatically saves it. Now I do have a save button here, so and this is just kind of basic. For the presentation, it's sufficient. I might modify it a little bit if this was going to be some kind of production application. But so it saves it to a temp file, so I always have the latest of everything that I've made, and I can save it to a primary file just by pressing save.
Okay.
So all the files handling is done behind the scenes, so you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Very neat. That's a very cool application. Is it, and this is all WPF?
Yes, this is all in WPF4.
Okay. All right, so is there any sample bits of code to walk us through? Maybe how some of the touch stuff works, or the WPF touch API, or really anything that that's interesting?
Sure. So in Natural Show, I use both of the types of touch APIs that WPF4 gives us, both the manipulations as well as the raw touch. So if you notice, my fingers leave this kind of aura. So and this wasn't necessary for interacting in the basic sense, but when I'm presenting, and this is projected onto a big projector, people can't see what my fingers are doing. So that's right. Really useful for people to understand what's going on here. And actually, you know, for this show...
it actually makes sense for here, too.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So let me show how that happens. So what I have is in here, I have a couple event handlers for... they capture all the touches, so touch down, move, and up. And that just calls visualize touches, which basically comes down here, and it gets... So I store all the auras for performance reasons in this dictionary. So it maps the touch devices, and a touch device represents one finger.
Mm-hmm.
To an ellipse that's used for the auras. So, if an aura exists, we basically update it. We update the position, the width, and the height. And we do that by getting the touch point. So for this particular, in this particular touch event arcs, we can get the touch point, and that gives us information like the position and the size. And
okay.
So that's just the basic information that we can get. There's some other stuff as well. So you
can create an aura that looks both at, looks like the size of your finger as well as the position of your finger.
Right, exactly. So
okay.
if I, you know, make my finger real long, or I can use mm-hmm. the side of my finger, or I just use the tip, then the size changes as well.
Okay.
So that's how I use the raw touch API, and then I use the manipulations to actually navigate between all the different modes. So what I created was a control called the Zoom Canvas.
Okay, before we get into this, can you explain the difference between a gesture and just the raw API? What is a gesture or a manipulation?
Okay, so the touch events occur on all of the UI elements. So in this case, I want to capture all the raw touches for the entire window. So this, which is the main window, I set preview touch down, move, and up to these event handlers, and then we get all of the touch data. So touch down, move, and up, as well as enter and leave. Now the manipulation API, so with the raw touches you have a lot of data that's coming in and out, and mm-hmm. It's hard to interpret it sometimes. So that's where the manipulation API comes in. So with the manipulation API, you let the manipulation processor handle all of the raw information, and it gives you some information in aggregate about what all of the fingers are doing together. So whether all of the fingers are moving left or right, or you know, moving out or in, or rotation as well. And I don't have a rotation set up in this particular program, but...
So it just gives you an easy way to figure out if you're zooming, rotating, or moving without having to deal with individual fingers, basically?
Right, exactly. So...
Okay.
For the manipulations, for moving around the entire system, I created a control called Zoom Canvas. And this is a custom control, so there's some parts of it that are set up in a template and some parts in the code behind. So when in this function, on apply template, the layout root, I get a reference to it, and then I set the manipulation delta. I register for that event, which I also say is manipulation enabled equals true. So when we set that, it starts capturing all the touch contacts and sending the manipulation events if you want them. So in this case, I just need the manipulation delta, and that's down here. And basically, and there's a lot of math and other stuff set up here, but basically what we do is get the translation. So we have manipulation delta events args, and we get the the translation, rotation, and scale, as well as the origin, which is kind of the center point between all of the touches that are captured.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we take that and do what we need to do. In this case, I have a method that figures out what the best way to update the render transforms based upon the translation, rotation, and scale.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the same thing going on with the individual items. When it's unlocked, we can also do manipulations. So let's see, down here. So when it's unlocked, we also do manipulations on the individual items. So that's how we moved around individual children within the screen. Mm-hmm. And then we lock it again, and that all that stuff is saved.
Okay. So, for figuring out if your fingers are over top of a child versus over top of the root element, basically, do you have to hook up events on all the children objects, or can you do like a hit detection, or how does that work?
So, in this case, all we had to do was whenever I set up the children, so that's up here somewhere. So, the Zoom Canvas is an items control. And in the prepare container for item override, this is when I get the containing item, which is a Zoom Canvas item.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's kind of like list box versus list box item.
Right,
same kind
right.
of idea. So in this case, I have Zoom Canvas and Zoom Canvas item. So mm-hmm. it's already created the Zoom Canvas item, and it's given me the whatever the actual object, so in this case it's a view model, and so we set up, actually it's not a view model, it's a view, but so we set up the manipulation delta, starting, inertia, all these events on this particular Zoom Canvas item,
right,
which we call container, and then WPF handles all of the hit testing. It handles figuring out whether this touch was meant for or will create an aura, and then later that same event. So we used that's why we used preview touchdown moving up, because we want to actually view the auras even if we're doing other stuff. So these don't handle the events. The events keep propagating as routed events.
Right.
And the manipulation processor behind the scenes, once we tell it is manipulation enabled, is true, it handles all of the manipulations. And all we have to do is worry about, well, if it's translation or rotation or zoom, and what do we want to do with that data.
Okay. All right. Very, very cool. So that was Natural Show. So Josh, I know you've got a book coming out shortly about all this natural user interface goodness.
I do. I'm working on a book called Multi-Touch on Windows, GUI Development for WPF and Silverlight. This is a Manning book. It's due fall 2010, but if you pre-order the book, either the ebook or the print book, then you also can read the chapters as I write them.
Oh, okay.
So if you're interested in that, the website is manning.com/Blake.
All right, we'll have a link to that over on the right side of the video here on Channel 9. So that's about it. Anything else? Any other newy goodness, wisdom you'd like to impart to us before we go?
Pretty much I just write on my blog about everything. So
okay.
If my blog is at newy.joshline.org. So.
Sounds good.
Look.
Will do. All right, well, everybody, that's the Coding for Fun show this time. That was Josh Blake. I'm Brian Peake, and we'll be back shortly with another episode. See you then. We'll be right back.